Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Ghetto G. Will be joining us whenever the fuck he joins us.
I would like to apologize for last night. My fucking shit ran out on me. Took a while to get back up. My time finally came back on. It was close to being over. So, but we're back. And we're ready to get shit done. So, like we always do, track to track until we got some callers. So here we go, Big B, somebody.
Not many ninjas exist today, yet they all have indomitable fighting skills and superb ninjutsu. No matter what weapons you use, a ninja will never die.
I like to bring it. tight bikini. I like some dirty bitches without no panties on. First time she bending over, grab a record from the zone. I got pole with snake hole and cake hole. Put you some in the doggy bag so you can take home. I make it good for you, make you explode again and again like your body's out of control. Ain't got no money on it, I got some money in my wallet, but that's mine, you ain't getting none of it. All I can offer you is some time and a ride, and my word and my promise that I won't bust up inside.
This bitch don't know what she got coming to her. If I think it, I'm about to think it to her. We can, I'ma blow it out the frame. I'ma tear that ass up, I'ma lick the whole plate. No shit, I'm a 10-second brother with an hour worth of dick. Wanna spend a little time. Hey bitch, can I get some cut up? So I'm stepping up to her with a pickup line.
Like this, what's up ma, what's your name? Better yet, fuck your name, we'll fuck the same. Give me brain while I'm watching the Pistons game. And act strange when I'm fucking your girl the same way. Cause I love it when you're hateful, ungrateful. Me so unfaithful, she can get a faithful. Don't forget to paint your toenails for me, cause I really hate it when a bitch is looking all bummy. Why so scummy with them big ass pants? Shirt long enough just to hide your no ass. No class, spit me out. Like I said, a big titties, bitch, I'm ready to bounce. My house is a place you don't go, cause I go loco, apply to chokehold. I'm out of one hole to try to Trump nose. So like the newspaper, bitch, hit the front door.
Bitch, don't know what she got coming to her. If I stick it, I'm about to stick it to her. I'ma blow it out the frame. I'ma tear that ass up.
With breasts and big high knees. I can't front, I like the lesbians too. And tell your girlfriend I can eat pussy better than you. Ooh, I didn't mean to hurt nobody's feelings. I was caught up in the moment like a stopwatch, thinking about licking a Sasquatch when I got firm. And I zipped my pants to expose my wiggle worm. I'm claustrophobic in the pelvic region. When it swells up, everybody in the room sees them. Timid bitches scream and run away. Party girls smile and smirk and continue to parlay. Until I put it on their face, maybe on their cheek, with intention to putting it in their mouth, balls deep. And she flips the script and take control. In no time, my telephone pole about to blow.
This bitch don't know what she got coming to her. If I stick it, I'm about to stick it to her. I'ma blow it out the frame. I'ma tear that ass up. I'ma lick the whole plate. No shit, I'm a 10-second brother with an hour worth of dick. Wanna spend a little time. Hey bitch, can I get some cut up? So I'm stepping up to her with a pickup.
T'was down the glen one Easter morn, to City Fair old aye. Those armor lines of margin men in squadrons pass me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its red tattoo, but the angel's bells or the liffy swell rang out of the foggy dew.
Thank you. came a day unlike any other, when a trio of underground's mightiest heroes were united against a common threat known as the industry. And on that day, the three of them united to become the Underground Avengers, to fight foes no single hero could withstand.
This is for the scarecrows, whoop whoop.
This is for my weirdos, what what.
This is for the class holes, fuck you. To anybody that's hating or trying to stop what we do. This is for the scarecrows, whoop whoop.
This is for my weirdos, what what what.
This is for the class holes, fuck you. To anybody that's hating or trying to stop what we do.
Up the yacht reactor, boondocks is online. You don't wanna battle with a war machine, a heavy metal motherfucker with a blown mind. This dude be high tech, keep y'all a nervous wreck. Stockpile ammunition with a mental condition and enough force trauma to break your neck. Stay skunk ass drunken, eccentric, I'm flying F-U-I. And if you want some, come get it, ain't nothing but F-U and die. I'm rolling out of control, don't need no reason why. Repulse rays to your motherfucking face in the form of a chrome HK-45. A woman on me, but teaming up sometime necessary. We're bucking class on my side, this team is very scary. Situation is very hairy. UGA is never wary. Bulldogging competition, leaving bitches in cemeteries. Strap on the armor plate, Avengers here to save the day. Lock up the wiser kids, cause they gon' be some hell to pay. This shit is really, really, we ain't got no time for fate. 30 out 6 in the crucifix, 3 downtown brothers, and you know we don't play. This is for the scarecrows, whoop whoop.
This is for my weirdos, what what.
This is for the class.
Weirdos, what, what?
This is for the class holes, fuck you.
To anybody that's hating or trying to stop what we do.
I do it for the underground and all my weirdos. I do it for my villains and my superheroes. I do it for my juggalos and all my juggalos. I do it for my people banging this and breaking that. The simple fact is, most of y'all some actors. Acting like you got something you don't to me is whack shit. Fucking wannabes, you should have done your mad kids. You don't want to rumble with the Hulk, I like to smash shit. Anybody out there really want to prove a point? Cause most of you don't have enough hustle to move a joint. I promise they don't want me face to face and bumping heads. And y'all don't wanna see the weirdo when he's blinking red. Cause I get violent like Joe Bruce. Grand Theft, how to win this bitch, we talking no rules. You wanna war, we'll go to war, I'm talking no truce. And I've been so hungry for a fight, they swear I stole food.
This is for the scarecrows, whoop whoop.
This is for my weirdos, what what.
This is for the class.
Weirdos, what, what?
This is for the class holes, fuck you.
To anybody that's hating or trying to stop what we do.
Yeah, say hello, the Avengers repping that underground. You can hear us coming, we rumble, witness that thunder pass. Haters give that run around, ladies trying to get us down. We stay on our grind, it's our time, got them like no wonder now. Funny how the mainstream don't want it, these kids, they love our shit. Keeping new saliva, ain't trying to rhyme that redundant spit. Kill this like a murder, observe it, tell them to rest in peace. Me, Buckshot, and Boonock, the underground now has reached its peak. Teaming up to save it, this shit's amazing, the mission's clear. We all are vagrants and we've been waiting to reappear. They wanna hate it, they're facing powers much greater. We're about to make it clear, these weak motherfuckers are finished here. This is beginning, so marvel at what we're doing. We're taking over this game, don't leave these bitches in ruins. Cheer, the captain's back, red and black, best believe we're stacked. I don't need a plan of attack, I got a plan attack.
This is for the scarecrows, whoop whoop.
This is for my weirdos, what what.
This is for the class holes, fuck you. To anybody that's hating or trying to stop what we do. This is for the scarecrows, whoop whoop.
This is for my weirdos, what what what.
This is for the class holes, fuck you. To anybody that's hating or trying to stop what we do.
We'll be right back. and it's no name never. No name never no more will I play the Wild Rover. No never. I've been a Wild Rover for many a year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold and great store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never. She answered me nay, such a custom as yours I could have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. Then out of my pocket I took Sovereign's Sprite, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke, they were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never.
Bye. has got to live. So wipe your head before you drop and give. Let me take you on a journey, times the torment, times the pain, where the history it rolls, the fights they never change. He's lived his life the best he knows, but always goes to show, you and I were not one in the same. Just a man, nothing more, nothing less, but nonetheless lives his life with every drop he bleeds.
Carolel, Carolel, Carolel,
this is Saludos Production.
I'm that twisted juggalette, rapping till I die. They all laugh at me cause I'm a clown, but I'm that killer clown from the underground in Shocktown. I have a brain full of an axe, swing full of sadistic fantasy. That you right here with me is something I see while I watch it bleed. I love torture, ooh, it feeds me. The cops never believe me. And my bizarre behavior, you don't know it, but I'll put you in a fucking grave, sir. Cause I'm a manipulator with motivation and aggravation about my alienation. Just another outcast with a dark side that I can't hide no more. So I'm gonna put on a show with the more I do so. I get the respect of the innocent people who become victims and get the next wet. Cause first I make you laugh, then I silence you with a knife right through your heart. Tear you apart cause I stay sick in the sky for a plane of mine. There's no stopping me, there's nothing you can do. And I gotta let you know that you motherfuckers can't hide. Notorious for chaos and corruption. If you don't serve that weed up, we bring pure destruction. My money, I'm bluffing. This is life and we ain't in it for nothing. Crazy killer clown, you reach him every time. You know how we get down. You don't wanna test us, kill us. We the no pain fillers, racked up in him. Everything bagged up, always holding the hatchet high. Finish, that's not how you die. This is what it is, don't ask questions to just try and get by. Real motherfuckers take pride of like those unloyal, not able to survive. A true ninjas always stay alive, no matter how bad it gets. You gotta stay strong and be ready for whatever life throws at you, and always stay deadly. And if your enemies ever try and catch you slipping, sabotage their life and tell them that they just tripping. Stay on top of your game and then forget who you are. remember from where you came. Now come rock this motherfucking hook with me again.
That goes in so many ways, trying to control the race, but every day I got another motherfucker pushing me the wrong way. So I pack my blade, stay with my own kind of life. It's a slow ride, bumpy sail. We dwell in the back streets, dirty in the black. Me sticking out for police, ready to kill.
I need a second to chill.
I think I'm losing my little bit of sanity. Gregory Graham, you really trying to bring me down, ready to quit, but how? Taking a million words a minute, striking them out in a boots of a man, and a 40 is an ounce. Saving them wondering what could have been, would have been if I only were a scholar. Then I realized I would not change my life if they paid me $1 million. Who you are is who you are, and you can never change that. Who I am is Robert James, AKA get your wig cracked. I've been back, my head shit has never seen a day. Don't better get life insurance on that ass like J-Lo. I kill you, take your halo, and I ain't talking shooting games. Say that you don't know me when you see me, but you knew the name. I do the thing so elegantly, reppin' for my real fans. If you left, then get at me and let's roll up a crush gram.
Like singing a fool, can slang, kang a fool, can gang bang, but never forget hit with a gat. You better get your story straight.
pebble to real niggas. Sounds like psycho bitch and real killer. Einstein niggas, that's the real stealer. The idiots say black folks won't fill us. What you think we done? Do we all gotta run when the heat comes? Showing the original tongue gonna be fun. But the motherfuckers with the bombs and the we won. Should Knight punk the industry quick? That's because most the industry's dead. Nigga, I'm a man, I don't be running from nobody. We deal with the niggas who tripping and giving the shit. Radio won't play, the own fame. Thought they wanted rap to advance, but they own day. When I die, I'm a on hey. Every industry bracket who giving money to an own play. Take a technico, get people involved from KC to Mexico. Strap with that fat dad ego. Run up on the industry and let the heat go.
Radio, radio, off shit, radio, industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, 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 off shit, radio, industry's a shady one.
Kingdom of Bumble Drums and Hums, we come from those. I'm the one that began the gun, some get strong and everyone coming in my nose. Act like a bitch, kill like a bitch, act like a chump, treat him like a chump. When the bump jumps, what you gonna want? Ain't gonna want nothing, industry punch. You can run, but you can't hide from the ride. You can say that it's dope, but I won't buy. You can think Tech 9 really won't fly. But I got a killer ear and a killer eye. Def Jam take chances, in my opinion. They give advances to the niggas that's really on. Universal loud the bass, that's some of my favorites. For the ones who call the shots, most of them on some hater shit, that other shit. Or your mother sis, or your brother bitch. Not no love of lick, black and fat and blubber shit. Yeah, the radio dead, cause the industry is punk. Put the double barrel to his forehead.
Hip-hop, radio, radio, just radio. Pop shit, radio, industry's a shady one. Hip-hop, radio, radio, just radio. Pop shit, radio, industry's a shady one.
Warming up, I'm sipping on a clear, couple of limes in the cup, a couple bad games
in the corner rolling up. They bouncing off the wall, got the people turning up. And you know I brought my posse, got Picasso on that Rossi fizzle. Say that bitch is on a fizzle. Head floppy, but she running. Ethnic Puerto Rican, call me Poppy. She been sipping on it like a triple set. Kamikaze, yeah, my zombie, my zombie. We be in the lobby. Whipper in that money, with Bonnie and Connie. Connie get real naughty, tattoos on that body. She don't cause trouble and they don't bother nobody. They just go, do it cause they know. And we gon' be the reason why the people hit the flow. I seen the last of season cause the people want more. I get it how I live when I'm walking through the door. Make a turn it up.
We gon' be the reason why the people turn it up. We gon' be the reason why the people turn it up. When the people turn it up,
Bobby Brown, Mouse, Sammy Davis Jr., Molly Tong, hit the bong real. Smoke fluid out my motherfucking lungs. Now I'm coughing up that fluid. Oh my God, I'm so numb, I go dumb, I get stupid. I might need resuscitation. All this substance I'm abusing, man, I need my medication. I go crazy, I might lose it. Get back up like Uncle Bernie when I start to hear the music. I beat out your fucking body, then it don't even matter. Smoking, drinking, snow, leaning, nigga, four-piece platter. Got your cup turned up, volume pump to the maximum. Do it big, keep it strange, man. When we travelin', weed in the cellophane. May they got the marinade. Party with the zombies to the bodies at the barricade. Maybe had a tech nine, so I got some head in the alley from a drunk white bitch that thought I was Chris Cali. Turn up.
We gon' be the reason why the people turnin' up.
Yep.
We gon' be the reason why the people turnin' up. When the people turnin' up, we gon' be the reason.
Yep.
We gon' be the reason why the people turnin' up.
Got 'em.
We gon' be the reason.
Yep.
We gon' turning up, we gon' be the reason.
Yeah.
We gon' be the reason why the people turning up.
Got 'em.
Thank you.
vocal if it means I need to be in reach of my host or my post to show you my pain. My vocal evoking the rain. They criticize and minimize all my hope in this game. We ain't the same and that's okay until you start to push me. The Ruger through your medulla proving you lose his pussy. The way I walk and how I talk resonates with a few. I'm supposed to be social, but I'm making the news. Mama, you lied, you said if I tried, they let me inside. They tested my pride, and that's just gonna give me some time. You said they love me, but they grudge me and turn me away. It's getting ugly, seems like nothing is working my way. It's gonna hurt me to stay, but it's worth it, okay. So if it's games we gon' play, then we playing today. Pooing in the chamber, give the barrel a spin. This is your only shot, now I dare you to win.
Yeah! accept no imitations. There is only one Snow White, the product.
Only one me.
There can only be one number one.
Yeah.
And if that's me,
yeah. Yeah.
You must be number two.
I walk around like I don't care. Girls calm your nerves. All of y'all gon' stare. Cause of all the shit you heard. I'm the hardest in the game. And I got the hardest rhyme. Give a fuck who you with. Who you with and where you hide. You can call it what you want. But I'm stunting on these chickens. Cause I come from where the sun set. Where they hit switches. It's a given that I'm getting where I'm going in a minute. They asking for an encore. I ain't even finished. If you with it, you can call it what you want. Except cheat. Cause I'm the reason most these rappers out here losing sleep. You can fuss, fight, talk, scream, hate, and lie. But you know that you ain't never touching mine. And as long as I'm alive, I'ma be a step ahead. And even if I die, I'd still be better than you dead. Man, I swear that you's a mess. Copying my flow, right? I declare you a chief imitation of Snow White.
Oh, I'm Bobby, does that bother you?
Could that be riding clean, flat green, fresh crows, wrist crows, and I'm young.
Oh, I'm Bobby, does that bother you?
Said I just walked in, I'm Jamont, about you hating assholes in the club.
I'm Bobby, does that bother you?
I ain't even tripping when you hatin'. You can act, drop shit, and fuss.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Cause at the end of the day, I know you pissed off. Cause I ain't never gave a fuck.
Snow said, homie, we got some rappers who's asleep. We're so unique, we got the world bowing to our feet. Make you do a fabulous, cause when I spit, you can't breathe. It's a lyrical murder, ain't no time for you to speak. Cause you's a hater, boy, and I'ma stomp it to the beat. Cats is in the building, bitch, I want your ass to try me. You gon' need a lot more than just syllables rhyming. I'm the prince of the funk, ain't no standing beside me. I'm a monster in the game, and you softer than Barney. Hold up, you tripping if you thinking you can harm me. Sold up, I got the street for my soldiers beside me. Born with the gift of connecting with people like Ivy. I ain't hating on your homies, see you getting your money. But the style you bring to the table, man, that shit sounds funny. That ain't hip-hop, though. You ain't torn by nothing. You need to step your game up and make your lyrics.
Oh, I'm Bobby, does that bother you?
Said I be riding clean, swag mean, fresh clothes, wrist froze, and I'm young.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Said I just walked in, nonchalant, about you hating assholes in the club.
I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Said I ain't even tripping when you hating. You can nag, talk shit, and fuss.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Cause at the end of the day, I know you pissed off. Cause I ain't never gave a fuck.
Man, this shit ridiculous. It's serious, this is frivolous. The spectators be hating on, so will you be diligent? I'm about to get belligerent. Quit acting like you winners. Stepping up to the killer, man, I really hurt your feelings. There's no question that you're feeling me. Why would you waste your time? Is it because that your main chick is wishing she was mine? Should I address you in the line? Why you acting like you blind? You see that I'm balling hard like a Kobe in the wild. She telling me I'm fine. I'm like, shit, man, I know. I know I'm rolling with the product and I'm killing it with snow.
What up,
these niggas head soaked? Cause they Bible while I'm wrecking and we're dealing neglected by these lanes that be flexed. Okay. Shit is about to get hectic cause we taking over steady. And only trash we deal it, chop them up like a fed. Man, we in the game headed, so they gotta give us credit. Hey, the world is my stage, so I gotta stay ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you? Said I be riding clean, swag mean, fresh clothes, wrist froze, and I'm young.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Said I just walked in, nonchalant, about you hating assholes in the club.
I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Said I ain't even tripping when you hating. You can nag, talk shit, and fuss.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Cause at the end of the day, I know you pissed off, cause I ain't never gave a fuck.
Cigarette burns in my soul.
my culture.
Riding by myself, got me feeling lonely. Cruising through the city with my tank on me. Looking for my friends, where the fuck my homies? The only thing I ask for is loyalty. There's way too many snakes in this game for me.
Terrorizing the game now. Yelling on these records, I'm feeling higher than slain now. Military mind state, they trying to shoot my plane down. I'm incognito with desert eagles and stray pounds. Life of a gambler, sideline scrambler. This ain't no winning at porn. We don't fuck with amateurs. Baby blue Porsche, bucket seats, and I'm flying, son. In the fast lane, drunk as fuck, like I'm Ryan Dunn. High off of life, take a hit of my success. Driving by myself, hearing voices, I'm possessed. What the fuck you haters talking about? What happened to the loyalty? I'm royalty. These sour milk duds trying to spoil me. Couple shots of whiskey got me pissy, feeling dizzy. Shouldn't drive, but I'm behind the wheel, flying through the city. Got Molly in the passenger, Mary Jane in the back. My block is hotter than Africa. All my pistols are black.
Riding by myself, got me feeling lonely. Cruising through the city with my tank on me. Looking for my friends, where the fuck my homies? The only thing I ask for is there's way too many snakes in this game for me. And murder is the only thing you get for free. I ain't even worried about my lawyer's fees. My gun bang bang for that lawyer.
Straight off the block with the shooter report. Y'all fuck boys twice, style serve soup with a fork. When gun talk meet the kiss of death. Disrespect runs deep when the legions disconnect. Loading up the ammo on that Rambo, that pop off silent like the D in Django. Navy SEAL clone, prepared for the unknown. Living on the razor's edge till the gun blow. Y'all done fuck with some suicide bombers. Walking to a hail of bullets with body armor. Pearl Harbor, the man's a nuisance. And he just came home early, and he duking.
Know what they say?
A dog has his day. The ass write a check, the mouth gotta pay. It ain't a crime wave, it's enemy occupation. Step cross enemy lines, termination. That's loyalty.
Riding by myself, got me feeling lonely. Cruising through the city with my tank on me. Looking for my friends, where the fuck my homies? The only thing I ask for is loyalty. There's way too many snakes in this game for me. And murder is the only thing you get for free. I ain't even worried about my lawyer's fees. My gun bang bang for that loyalty.
Raise your hands, get rid of it. While there's a
time the phone rings, it's a fucking bone. How come time's always leaving me dry? Why do all the wise men cry? How come there ain't enough for everyone? How come you can't take back the shit you've done? How come broke people, they stay poor? Riches get more and both lock the doors. How come everyone has panic attacks? We need pills just to chill and relax. How come we always jumping off so quick? Why's the air we breathe always making us sick? How come the news always trying to scare you? Suicide bombers standing near you. How come new shit becomes old so fast? How come everything was so much fresher in the past? How come we all supposed to act a certain way? Why we always gotta watch the shit that we say? Why? How come people love to start shit? How come that little kid's heart quit? How come all the good is so out of reach? Why is there broken glass on the beach? How come fine hoes are always the meanest? Across from you, the grass is the greenest. What's the good try if you didn't succeed? Out of all you got, there ain't nothing you need. How come nobody remembers your name? And every page you turn, it's the same. How come everybody else got plenty? It's your glass, is it half full or half empty?
Why is there glass on the beach?
I don't know. Why is there glass on the beach for?
That's what Shaggy just said.
I don't know. Maybe it's for, like, maybe for all the idiots in the almost chat to fucking step on.
But they're not on a beach. They're on the internet.
Hey, I'm pretty sure there's a few of them that are in there that are probably on a beach.
I highly doubt that.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Come on, there's a lot of them that are in California.
Oh, so you think people go to the beach when they're in California?
Plenty of beaches there. Plenty of beaches in Florida. Maybe a couple of beaches in Hawaii. I don't know, Japan. Australia.
Hawaii. I mean, fucking people are from Hawaii.
I mean, you know, it's not like Shaggy, you know, said what beach it was or where.
No, but it was just rather just out there for why that would be a question he would have.
Well, then, if we ever get an interview with ICP, we can't ask Shaggy what beach.
He probably won't have any idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. More than likely, he probably doesn't even remember half that track.
I don't even know what that track is. What is
it? Half full.
And what's that from?
Fuck the fuck off.
Oh. See? You know how far back that was? I don't even remember that song.
Chances are he probably doesn't either.
I have that CD. I don't remember that song, though. I remember, like, Owl Face Ho and Always Fucking With Us and shit like that.
Yeah, that's track. I don't know, remember what track it was. Let me look.
It is track
number...
I don't care what track number it is.
Track number 9.
And the name of the song is?
Half Full.
Half Full. Yeah, that's not ringing a bell at all. I thought that was going to be something off of, like, fucking Bang Pow Boom, Mighty Death Bob here, or something like that. That's what it was sounding like.
Yep, here it is. Between Always Fuck With Us and They Shooting.
How about that? It's a song right after the one I know. That everybody should know, at least.
Yeah, right. So, did you get your CD today?
The hell did you turn into a fucking British lad, huh? Why? No, but I did get a confirmation that I'll be here 1 to 3 business days, and in 1 to 3 business days, Twista will be in Pittsburgh. I could have just went to a fucking show and fucking bought the CD there.
Yeah, right.
Because on Friday, Twisted will be in Pittsburgh.
It's funny how, yeah, like you said, you know, you could have went and bought it at the show. You instead of pre-ordering it.
Yeah, dude, like, we're going to get it the same amount of time as anybody else that would buy it today. You don't understand, man. I ordered that over a month ago, man. It's supposed to be here on the day it comes out. Not when everybody else is going to have it, you know, that didn't pre-order it.
Yeah.
God damn, man. I have no faith in any of these people shipping things out on time. So let's hope the little white album comes out, actually, you know what I mean, on time.
We'll find out.
But in the meantime, he actually posted a new song off the album that you can play right now.
You got the little white. What's the track?
Shit Just Got Real. But it's abbreviated.
Great. Now I have to look for an abbreviation.
How hard is that?
Let's see. Ah, look, I found it.
See how hard that was?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Because if I can't, it comes right to Jelly Roll. Well, Little White and Jelly Roll.
Jeez.
So here we go.
Money, you thing for me. Ask me whose ass I need. Well, first I'll point him out and we can talk about something. And I feel drizzly when he said no new friends. I ain't making any this year. Half of my homies are either dead or in jail or on heroin from what I hear. And that shit's fucked up, but I can't stop what I'm doing. Have a dream that I'm pursuing. Leaving every one of them know all of this mean the world to me. So that's why I do this. Keep your head up. I ain't talking shit, bro. Just know I'ma win it all for the home team. And it ain't 20 years ago. They said the only thing that come out of Fraser was a dope fiend. Well, hello, my name is Patrick. And I admit I have a problem. I'm sick of motherfuckers all in my face. I got some situations, but I'll resolve them. So listen up close. I'm telling you what. I got the same old goons and the same old guns. And Paul is still the boss. Don't get it twisted, ho. There's no place that you can run.
I ain't hearing none of you rap. I'm fine fucking with these hoes. Not it down. Hit the studio, then we rock the show.
Okay.
Get the bread, hit the next town. I gotta pay the bills. All this drama that's around me, somebody's gonna get killed. Hope my baby mama just got real. Told every one of my homies just got real. If you rappers got a problem, shit just got real. Hollow points are still popping, shit just got real.
And we're back. Dope ass track.
Yeah. See, some people still holding it down.
Hell yeah. I'm about to get a free CD.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, One Eyed Doll is having a spring cleaning 25% off sale. So if you get $10 off it with the code, and half the CDs are $10 or $6.
Well, I really don't see how they're going to give it to you for free, though.
Well, we'll find out now, won't we? That's one of the tracks are on the first, on one of these tracks. Yeah, one of these first. There we go. Menstrual Case, Plums of Death, Dirty Man, Envy, Fool Me Once, Weed, Liar, Roses, Lonely, Fight.
Wait, are these tracks or CDs?
These are tracks. You got the very first album from them, which features the tracks Suicidal, Serenade, Black Forest, Scapegoat Master, Meth Monster, Hoochie Mama, Nudie Bar, Terror, Committed, Suicidal Again, I Love My Little Bus, Hole, Recipe for Success, and Wheels on the Bus.
I Love My Little Bus? Was that about the short bus?
Probably. I'm going to get it. Check out.
What, you just bought that song?
Apply. Ah, what the fuck? So, so it's supposed to take $10 off a song. So it's supposed to take, what the fuck? Okay, so it's going to be $10 off the hoodie. I don't know how much the fucking hoodies cost. But I put it towards a fucking CD, and the CD only comes out to be $13.
How much was the CD originally?
$10 plus $6 shipping, so it was like $16. I mean, you think it would take that off the? I mean, you think it would take it off the fucking shipping as well? But no.
Yeah, right, dude. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, it's off a store envy too. Fine, you know, I'm a little bit of posters. What you got for posters?
Yeah, the posters 25% off, or whatever the fuck you said.
Well, you get a code. You get a code to use. Surprise, random thing. The hell is that going to be? So I can either get a fucking a Malto meal, baby food, signed.
Why?
I don't know. That's apparently I can get like a random thing.
But does she
surprise.
Have a kid or anything? Or has she got baby food?
Yeah, she's a kid. Let's see. There's no telling what it might be. A bike, a frozen fillet of cod, a t-shirt from Junior's Closet, a bumblebee, a fork, a little girl, fingernail clipping, merch, a baby goat, a spark plug, or socks.
Well, Holly Donna's going to be a baby girl or a goat.
Whatever it is will be signed to you by Kimberly and hugged a whole bunch.
Wait, it'll be what?
Signed and hugged.
Let's see.
Yeah, up on here, got fucking pictures of like a fucking thing of knives that could be sent my way and autographed. Someone's head in a box, signed and autographed.
All right.
Well,
kind of random, like, Snowda product. What the hell was she? She signed, like, some hair clippers or some shit, and she's giving them out or some shit.
Oh, man. You're a vampire. This is a painting.
Are you an electric vampire?
Possibly.
Because on Infamous you were.
Well, yeah. I'm always sucking out the fucking electricity out of every single fucking person I've seen.
No. Do you get that with the collection?
No.
Did you get Infamous Festival of Blood?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Which is, you are now a vampire.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Why am I a vampire?
It all has to do with Zeke telling a story. So you end up being a vampire. So you're an electric vampire. Because you still got the other abilities, too. Except you go around biting people.
Sounds like fun.
And you're fighting vampires.
What am I, like, the electric version of Blade?
I guess.
Look, that's something that Blade would do.
Well, yeah, this time around you're fighting vampires instead of, like, some other things that you have to fight all the time.
Yeah, those fucking thugs.
I don't know. I actually like this. I like this version, but like, it's just like a short little thing that they give you extra with the collection.
Yeah. Just random.
It is rather random.
But yeah, man, that track by Lil Wayne is pretty dope, though, man. Cannot lie about that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the tracks off the CD. I don't know what the fuck that was. Because it was something he posted.
Well, let's see. Let's see if there's a track listing yet for it.
I just like that the CD is, you know, like how us non-famous and rich rappers would do it. You know, it's all, like, sharpied out on the CD and shit.
By the way, yes, that is an actual track on the album.
All right, well, there you go. We got it
for I just hope it doesn't do like Tech was doing. Fuck, I'm releasing track after track after track and then release the album.
Well, he only got until Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, Cher Lloyd is kind of doing that. Because she's already released 4 songs off of her album.
Like, okay, if you're going to release 4 tracks on the album, what the hell is the point of putting out the album? Just give us the tracks.
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Why does somebody want to pay like $10 for your CD when you just released four of the tracks off the album for free?
Yeah, right.
So I'm just kind of seeing how this thing plays out. Because if she's going to keep doing this, man, I'm just ripping them off of YouTube for free.
I would.
Like, shit. Fuck, I want to buy them for you, give them out for free. That's your own problem.
Hey, look, somebody already posted up the brand new fucking Twisted yet already.
Oh, yeah, how the fuck they get it?
Dickhead. I don't know.
But I did hear the one track they premiered on some radio station or something called Breakdown. That's a pretty fucking fresh track.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, we already know two songs off of that CD, too. You know, the Wasted Part 2 we knew about. And then I heard this Breakdown song they released out.
Yeah.
And there's only five songs on the CD.
That's true.
Speaking of which, when does that Tech N9ne CD come out that's been out for free already?
I don't know. I gotta look that up.
For all those people that spend over $30 for it.
Yeah, right. We got it for free.
That's where a lot of people got it for free and got really angry about it.
Yeah, let me call it. It's free. Why the fuck are you angry about it being free?
I'm still yet to listen to the entire thing, though.
Strangulation? No.
It's actually Strangulation.
Strangulation, well, I call it Strangulation for some reason.
That's what I kept calling it, too. I was like, wait a minute, that ain't right.
Strangulation, May 6th.
May? Damn.
And we got it fucking 2 months in advance.
That's insane, man. It's like the earliest any CD's ever leaked, man, I swear.
Yeah, right?
Except for maybe, like, an Eminem CD, like, a couple years ago.
Let's see. How long is fucking... God damn it. Fucking Wasted Part 2 is 8 minutes long.
Well, yeah. Dumbass. Got a bunch of people on it.
What should I upload? Breakdown? Drugs and Alcohol? Mind Goes Mad? Wasted Part 2? Or
Wait. These songs are on this CD.
Yes.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker, dude. We've already heard these songs. Mine Goes Mad. Didn't we just get that for free on the For the Fam? The Alcohol song, dude?
No. Drugs and Alcohol is actually 4 minutes long. Mine Goes Mad. Yeah, I don't think these were on the For the Fam Part 2.
I swear to God they're on there.
Well, what do you want me to upload?
Upload the Breakdown song, since that's the track, you know, that was released.
Uploading now.
Bullshit, man. We should be having the CD right now. Like, what the fuck? All this pre-order just for a fucking, like, Black Light type cover to come with it.
By the way, Drugs and Alcohol and Mind Goes Mad are on the, Twisted For the Fam Part Volume 2, but those are just snippets.
Oh, but see, they were there.
Yeah, as remixes. Yeah, we didn't even hear the fucking originals.
I don't know why they do that. They do that a lot. Like they did with Wrong With Me. They never released the actual song.
So we had, the full version of both bills now.
Well, why did we get snippets on the fucking For the Fam?
And why the fuck is your remix not For the Fam?
God damn it, I understand it's free, but like, don't give it to us for free and then make us pay for it.
Well, here we go with Twisted Breakdown.
Sometimes it can be much harder when you feel like you're becoming a target. Gotta embrace the bullseye and let them all know that they're looking in the mind of a monster. Looking for anybody who wanna regard them. I don't want any money, I wanna leave them halted. I just wanna tell them if I had them my way, you'd have never had a motherfucking heart to start with. Let's go, and anybody show me the way to my soul. Keeping the wicked in the way that I know, but I get lost like I miss off and the ball goes out the window.
And we're back.
Yup.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
It's a dope track, but I think they could do it with a better beat.
Man, that beat is dope, man.
Well, I can always upload fucking Wasted Part 2 and we can see what that sounds like.
Oh, man. Be here for a while. May as well.
Let's see. Twisted.
Is it going to be the same hook on it?
We'll find out. I don't even know why there was a necessity to make a second part to that. It was long enough as it was.
You saying that, man, reminds me on Raw whenever Michael Cole said plethora. And then King's like, oh. And then he just said, big word. That shit was hilarious.
Man, I remember that.
Yeah, but like you said, man, the King was rather funny on Raw.
Yeah, he was.
It's like they gave him a good script for that Monday night.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
That's where the other two just bickered and fought like they always do.
Man, I think they should let the fucking old King come back, though.
Yeah, that's what they should do, but they're just going to bring fucking Fruit Roll-Up back.
No, not Kane. I'm talking about, you know, the old King, you know, I used to say puppies and shit like that.
Oh, you said King. I thought we were talking Kane.
Oh, yeah, they should bring back the old Kane back, too. But like you said, no, we get fucking Fruit Roll-Up.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get, and that's going to suck. Just leave him as he is right now, you know, fucking everything up.
You know what would be funny? If he came out and some fat dude fucking jumped the rail and tried to eat his fucking mask.
What the hell? Yeah, that'll never happen.
No, but it'd be funny if it's all hell fucking some fat you just see Fruit Roll-Up. It's like, free fruit! Roll-Up.
Wow. That was bad.
But yeah, no, but like I said, you know, they should bring back the old King. Because, like, you know, back in the day when it was him and JR, you know, dude was funny as all hell.
He still is funny.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I miss hearing them fucking yell at puppies.
Well, the can't really do that now. It's a PG show.
Man, I'm pretty sure half the kids don't even know what the hell puppies means.
Well, I don't know.
Well, here we go. This is Twisted, Wasted, Part 2.
The party don't stop. Light it up, drink it up, whatever it takes for you to get fucked up. Here we go, we got a gang of them. Wasted Part 2.
I got Uzo, Gin, Henny, Goose, Ciroc, and Crown Royal up in the vocal booth. Shot after shot, and I'm passing a whiskey flask. Pour the splash on the ground for sobriety, yo, it's past. And I'm turned up like volume, banging up in this bitch. Real player, throw your chips, ain't no spitting, no bottle shit. Got the cognac, Crabble, Remy, and Patron. We all spending the night.
Aliens join rotten and fly salsa. Feeling an immersion to the top of my obligata. Smoking out on a lot of marijuana, and now I feel like a radical otter. Whoever house that it is that I'm standing inside, I gotta be going out of his mind, cause I vomited on his carpet. Can't think of how it started, but I smoke myself retarded. And I do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing regardless. Floating by like a comic, chronic, you know I'm got it. So let everybody know there's a party in my apartment.
Wait,
I'm drinking my club and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day.
And I'm the joint down, cause we plan to smoke out. I'm gonna never turn down.
Wait a day.
Indiana, cause I'm
Jones and were another drink. To stuttering, I'll stutter home. I don't care what my mother thinks. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Take one down, I'm on the brink. Of spewing alcohol from out my jaw into the sink. This isn't me. I can't believe I'm doing this. I had a host of memories, but twisted gon' make me ruin it. I'm new at this. Now I'm getting shots like flu season. My reason to soothe demons with my head, I think I'm losing it. My brain's stolen, so who's at me if you find it? Cause I know I'm hella Polish, but I'm drinking like I'm Irish. When I wake up in the morning, I'll be hungover and really broke. I'm seeing crooked like looking at Owen Wilson's nose.
I'm feeling fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day.
I'm not down, cause we plan to smoke out, I'ma never turn down.
Wait a day.
I'm feeling fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day.
Till you turned up, and your dog do some real bad. Till you K-O-O-B-S-T-A, get fucked up, white boy, wasted every fucking day. My scissor, my link up, that white stuff, it's the flavor. Lord, if it's in this clear, no buck, get fucked out, four, pulled out, bus. Rich and little beat, don't get me high, ain't sunrise.
Yes, I'm so high, yes, I'm so high. And I smoke weed, nigga, till the day I die. Till it's over, till it's over. Let me see you tell that motherfucking cover. Better yet, bruh, better yet, bruh. And let's roll these motherfucking blunts up.
Wait a day!
I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day!
Another joint now, cause we finna smoke out, I'ma never turn down.
Wait a day!
I'm drinking my cup and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day.
I'm going to join now. We'll be finna smoke out. I'm gonna never turn up.
Get a basket, a basket, a green and purple basket. Twisted like a motherfucker smoking on some cabbage. Never had a problem smoking loud. I do this. White boys fucking with me, put them on their bullshit.
Starting to hear reverb. Pardon me, I'm guarding every girl at the party. Then I'm hardly embarrassed.
dark, and so I'm not marching at the wrong target. I'm a Martian that's artistic, I'm an arsonist rock star, double fisted, with a black Irish car bomb in a back bar, throwing fireballs at you. We hire y'all, come kick it, with kung fu vampire and twist. Wait a day!
Got some drink in my cup and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day!
And I'm about to turn down, cause we plan to smoke out, I'm gonna never turn down.
Wait a day!
In the bathroom, tripped out on the bedroom, coke slut sniffed up with a nostril like a vacuum, naked chicks with tracks on their arms, these heroin hoes, if it bleeds we could kill it like the line from Predator goes, the way my vocals get these bitches dripping and turned on, they could take their drawers off and water the front horn, spitting at the popo, white snow ho, sniffing flow like the Nate Dogg chorus for most deaf, oh no, it's a no-go, Goliath bolo, blow, wrecking your jaw, blood sport, bolo, weapon of war, I'm an old pro, a grown man, why I resort to these childish antics, I get these pill-popping parents panicking. Popping they damage, speed up, you begging for the bullet, you bugging, I got you biting the barrel and busting, dipping and diving and ducking, hitting the trigger like a percussion, put a slug in your gut and slow down, liquid adrenaline, out of the shot glass, you suckers will not last, you fucking with God's trash, come on.
Wait a day, I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day,
and I'm just going down, cause we plan to smoke out, I'm gonna never turn down.
Wait a day,
I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait a day,
and we're back.
DJ Paul didn't get the memo for the song. He just wanted to talk about pussy. Regardless what the song was about.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, what the fuck, dude?
And that last guy, where the fuck did the beat stop and why did he just start rambling on?
Yeah, right?
Who the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Everybody else was good, though?
I guess we'll have to wait until we get this actual copy of the CD so we can figure out who the fuck that was.
Like, I like the original hook on that song.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the verses were good, except for the two I just mentioned.
Fucking DJ Paul, what the hell was he thinking?
Pussy's wetter than a raincoat. It's warmer than a baked potato. Okay, I thought this was about being fucked up.
It's supposed to be.
God damn it. He must have been wasted while making that verse.
No, he probably was.
Like, for fuck's sake, man. Yeah, he completely failed that song.
Man, they should have got somebody over there. They would have actually stiff. They did on fucking trap in that fucking song.
I mean, it was a good choice to put, you know, 36 Mafia in this and whatnot, but make sure
yeah.
that they actually do the concept of the song. I'm sure he might have mentioned, like, maybe something about drinking or smoking or something in there, but I kind of missed it because I was kind of thrown off by all the pussy references.
Yeah, right.
And why was he, I swear he had like the shortest verse too.
I should, man. I think Whitney Payton killed it though.
They all were good, man.
Yeah,
even that Chris Webber dude, man. Or Webby, whatever the fuck his name is. That dude ain't too bad. Too bad he's like a mainstream artist and shit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. So again. That last dude, though, that was on the fucking track, that the very last dude, what the fuck was he about? Who the fuck was he?
I have no idea who that is. Kind of like when Kung Fu Vampire came on. It's a good thing he said his name at the end, otherwise I wouldn't know who that was either.
That's true. Oh, that's two out of fucking three tracks. Two out of five tracks. Got three tracks left to go that need to be uploaded.
Well, whoever got the VIP package, man, they're bound to get that extra track that goes along with this EP and put it up online for free.
Yeah, probably. Goddamn fucking sleep. Man, it's fucking sleeting over here.
Man, I thought you were swearing get your sleep.
Yeah, I'm gonna swear at my sleep.
You goddamn motherfucking sleep. That's what you were doing.
Nah, man, that's a sleep. We had rain all day.
All day it's been trying to snow, man. It snowed at one point and stopped, snowed again, stopped. Snow again.
Man, we had rain all day and then it turned into sleep.
It keeps trying to have like a snowstorm like back in like wintertime and shit, but it's fucking almost summertime.
Yeah, right. Where does the snow fit in with summer?
Although it cooling down for a day actually helps and shit after, you know, being so fucking hot.
Yeah, then it'll go back to being even hotter.
Yeah.
So what? One day, then fuck you.
But the snow showed up, the rain showed up, so there you go.
Yeah. That's true. Let's see. For someone who just graduated school until 2013, this does not know how to spell.
So did you ever notice in Mortal Kombat how Goro's supposed to be this almighty fucking character and shit, but you defeat him by kicking him?
Yeah, I noticed.
Because, like, they make him out to be this great character and shit, you know? Then you always had to just jump and kick him. Like, that's
it's
how you
true.
Defeat Goro. Because
yeah.
I just put that Mortal Kombat game in and I had to fight Goro. And then I thought back to like the first Mortal Kombat. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta jump and fucking kick his idiot.
Yeah, it's true.
So many chapters are on this story mode for Mortal Kombat?
Too many.
Too many?
Yes. Oh, that didn't work out. I went to go put the fucking code back in and I forgot. I had Twisted fucking Wasted Part 2 track. Fucking copied.
That's the code now.
Well, I figured shit, man. I get a fucking CD for fucking $6.66. Why not go for it?
Yeah. Why not buy the devil?
Let's see what I get. So all together comes to $10. That's not bad.
Nope.
shipping on the damaged goods is $10. And yes, I said damaged goods.
Why are you buying damaged goods?
That's one of the things that they're selling up on One Eyed Doll Envy.
Okay.
Farther end, like, it says, are you the nurturing type? Good, because these tour beaten CDs, posters, and other things of that nature need your tender loving care. It's like a rescue. Rescue merch.
Jeez, how bad are these fucking items, though?
Most of these are CDs that just have plastic jewel cases that are scruffed up a bit or cracked. The important part, the CD is totally fine. You might get one that was errorly signed or that was meant to be used for promo and wasn't. Might have some writing on it that was meant for a radio station DJ. We also may have a weird shirt or poster that was scuffed up on tour. Who knows? It's kind of exciting. On the occasion that we're out of damaged goods, you'll get an unscathed one. It's like kind of like gambling, but without the free drinks. Oh, bitch, where the fuck's my free drink at?
Who the fuck wants to buy broken-ass jewel cases, though?
I don't know. I'd probably do it.
Well, I don't need any explanation.
maybe I'll come back to it tomorrow. Or later on. Now I just want to wait till that fucking one track decides to drop from, or that bonus track from Twisted drops.
I'm sure somebody has it by now. The tour started.
Yeah. Let's see. Man, people are already asking about fucking Lil White's fucking No Sick Days album.
Jeez, relax. Be here very shortly. Wait, so people actually know about the album. How about that?
Yeah, right? Then somebody's even asking about Winnie Payton's On the Brink. And Black Pegasus.
Black Pegasus what?
YMP.
Dude, that's for free on his website. Go fucking download it. That's how you get that old.
What's funny is the fact that this dude goes on April 7th. Anybody got Winnie Payton On the Brink or Black Pegasus YMP? Someone gives him the link for Payton, and he goes, I got him, thanks, though. Like, the fuck, you know, he got him, then why did you ask for it?
Wonder if he got the other CD that's for free that anybody can get.
But, yeah, man, I'm waiting for fucking Spirit DK to post up the fucking... Oh, wait, there you are. I don't know if they have the links, though, or not. Let's find out. Yep, they got links. Sounds good to me.
Oh, what?
The, Twisted mixtapes.
What mixtapes?
Psychopathic... I think it might have been the, or just Twisted fucking put out, like, I believe, 5 mixtapes, like way back when. That featured, like, you know, like old ass tracks, but that like many for like promotional use and shit. They're up on Straight Outta DK.
When the hell were they out, though?
Ah, shit. That's a good question. Let's see.
And I know nothing about them.
Yeah, it's, Green Hay, which featured, like, you know, The World Is Hell, featured Isham, We Don't Die, Rock the Dead, Reflection, Murder, Serial Killer, Bury Me Alive, All I Ever Wanted, I Wanna Be, Smoke Break, Bags, Ride to the End, For Those of You, Through Your Eyes, She Ain't Afraid, Another Smoke Break, Hydro, Frankenstein, Here I Am, Somebody Dissing, Broken Wings, and Different. And you had
a bunch of CDs mixed together right there.
Yeah, pretty much. Then you had The Many Faces of Twisted, which featured Superstar, Hollywood I'm Coming, Homies, Afraid of Me, Left Field, Homies to Smoke With, Wake Up, Saturday Afternoon, Hasha Bomb, The World Is Hell Again, Hound Dogs, Old School Pervert, You Wanna Ho, Ghetto Neighbor, Doug Weilen, Look At Me.
Why you Wanna Ho?
Yeah, Why You Wanna Ho, Marsh Lagoon, Shit Talkers, Juggalo Anthem, and Gravy Boat. And there's about 5 of these.
So it's a bunch of songs we already got, man.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, for those, you know, well, that, plus, you know, so it's probably got like a few tracks that, you know, we didn't have, like,
well,
I don't know
like
yet.
Gravy Boat.
I think you got Get Twizzy, volume 3, which has like Whatever It Takes, Mutant X, Out Your Mouth, featuring Jump Steady, Nobody in This Game, featuring Riders, The World.
Wait, are we featuring the Riders? That is the Riders.
Oh, they put features of Riders. Story of Our Lives, Shotgun, featuring Grundy. What?
Well,
featuring...
That's a Blaze song.
Well, they were featured on it, so they're throwing all up into it.
Featuring Colton Grundy, though. But... Anyways,
Skrilla Farrilla, featuring Riders.
That's a Rider CD. That's a Rider song, too.
Past the X, Static, Fat Kids, Fuck Myself, For My Riders, On the Other End, Fuck You, Won't Die, She Was, My First Time, Little Secret, Fuck on the First Date, Murder for Hire, Wrong With Me Remix, and I'm Alright.
See, the Wrong With Me Remix.
Well, just in case I don't have a certain track on my computer, I'm just going to download them anyways. And we got Volume 4, Resurrection, which features Wicked, featuring Bizarre and King Gordy. Somebody's Getting Shot, My Little Riders, Always Fuck With Us, Raw Deal, Pledge Allegiance, Red Mist, Fantasy, Sex, Drugs, Money, and Murder. Inside Looking Out, How I Live, Dropping Bombs, featuring Submarine Soldiers,
Take It For What It Is, Toe Tags, Body Bags, Goodbye, Triple Threat, See Me, Dirty Money, Sub of Them Thugs. Then there's like an interlude funeral featuring Potluck and Familiar. I got like one more CD to go through.
Yeah.
Which would be So Addictive. Which that features Whoop Whoop, Get Paid All Day, Birds and Bees, Zombie Peekaboo.
Peekaboo, Prozac, or Calico, one of the two. Maybe they're all on there.
Well, yeah, Calcum and Prozac. Fallen, Let 'Em Know, Hell on Earth, Fear, My Addiction, Killing Season, If They Don't Come For Me, Fading, Blaze.
Fading's a good song. That's a Prozac track.
See, Blaze by Monoxide, Something Out of a Horror Flick, Get 'Em All, I Shot a Hater, Hold On to Me, Write a Letter.
Hold On to Me, the only good song that was off of that little EP thing they put out for a Wicked or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
They had the Day Store.
Black Sand, you know, Dark Lotus, Death of a Hater, and Rock the Dead Body Man.
Rock the Dead Body Man. Ain't that Mikey Clark remix thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, those CDs weren't that great.
No, they weren't. Well, it's always good to have extra backups of Psychopathic, though. Well, Twisted anyway.
When the fuck is DJ Clay going to put out another Book of the Wicked mixtape that he was supposed to?
I don't know.
That's what's been missing.
Maybe it won't ever happen.
Because that was supposed to happen a couple years ago.
Let's see.
Well, he did put out that failed mixtape of the World Upside Down.
That's the Book of the Wicked, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2.
Yeah, those have been out. I'm talking about there's supposed to be at least two more.
Well, he put that on hold for his EP that he's putting out.
Oh, he's actually making a CD? Holy shit.
Yeah, that's called The Hands of Odd.
Damn. It's about time he started making a CD. Because he's actually not that bad of a rapper.
No, he's not. I mean, he can work on
that track he did with Tech N9ne. That was a good song.
Yeah, but he can work on his, like, you know, his beats and shit.
Or Trife. That's a good song.
Shit, man. Fucking Follow was a good track, too.
Follow Me. That's a good song, too, yeah.
See, he's good when he does his own tracks. And then he does beats for fucking, like, a World Upside Down.
That's what I don't understand. Like, you know, yeah, he makes beats and all that shit. Everybody's a rapper, too. But every time he's on, like, a tour, he'll just play records.
Yeah, see?
Like, why don't he just fucking rap his songs that he got?
I don't know. Makes no sense to any of us.
Well, then there's always a lot of people that hate DJ Clay, and I don't understand why.
I don't hate him. I mean, there's like some of the beats that he does ain't all that impressive. Like, you know, the fact that he let fucking ICP do a fucking thing for a fucking Goblin.
Man, I bet you that was his idea.
It probably was his idea.
And they were like, all right. They probably had no idea what the song was.
Yeah. as he's, I mean, it's like, he makes dope tracks, but then he comes to doing shit for somebody else, completely drops the ball nowadays.
Which reminds me, that this dude posted up a photo with him with like a hatchet in his fucking mouth, and he was wearing a YMCMB shirt on there. And I said I'd cut my own head off too if I was a YMCMB fan.
Did he respond?
Yeah, I don't think so. He's somebody that's on my friends list too. Yeah, man. I'd fucking cut my own head off too, man, wearing that fucking shirt. What the hell?
It's an album. You know, that's... Okay, so apparently... Wait, so apparently, straight out of DK, like, made a lot of these, mixtapes themselves.
What, the ones you just downloaded?
Yeah.
Now, way to go, straight out of DK, full and havoc.
Well, I didn't notice until now, because it said, old mixtape covers I redid. The fourth one, I can't seem to find it. If by any chance y'all have that cover art, hook it up nonetheless. If you want these, let me know. I need to do a six to wrap up their cycle for the tenure. By the way, the third one was called Get Twisted First.
Okay.
Yeah, but you had to change the name to Get Twizzy because of the fact... You can't put Get Twisted, that's the name of an album that has tracks we've already heard.
Every album has every song that we've ever heard.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like...
No, these are just made-up mixtapes. They're not official mixtapes.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Way to go straight out of DK. Fucking up.
You know what? Fuck. Like I said, it's always good to have backup tracks, if they can, cause in case you ever need them.
Yeah. But you had me thinking they were actually mixtapes, but you know.
Yeah, I think the only mixtape that they really ever had was Well,
New Nightmare.
even a New Nightmare was a mixtape. Like, I'm talking like, you know, compilations and shit like that. Like, Cryptic Collection and shit like that. Those are like what I refer to as mixtapes.
I guess.
No, I guess apparently they refer to them as a mixtape as well. I just don't see it. I mean, because one of the techniques would be a fucking EP.
A what?
It's technically, like, when does it technically be just an EP, not like a fucking mixtape?
What are we talking about?
A New Nightmare?
How many tracks were on that?
I do not admit it's like fucking 9 tracks.
Yeah, that would be an EP year.
But yet they have it labeled as a fucking mixtape.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. But an EP would consist of 1 to at least 10 tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Then an LP would be, you know, from anywhere 1 to however many fucking tracks after 10.
Yeah, like fucking Tech N9ne does, like, 25 tracks for a fucking album.
That's, I don't even know how the fuck he manages that.
I don't think anybody does.
makes you wonder if he even realizes how he does it.
Like, I mean, you gotta, like, be repeating yourself a lot somewhere, man.
Hell yeah.
You know, like D-Log does all the time.
Yeah. It makes... Come on, Big Boss, to be fucking being repetitive.
No, that's Buster B using the same fucking verse over and over again. That is, there's a difference. There's a difference between using a line from a song and then using it in another song. But when you use the same whole fucking verse in another song. Yeah.
Which is what he does.
He's done that a few times, yes.
Which is why maybe he should start, you know, keeping out the lyrics that he has, write them down so he knows, and put, do not use again.
I'm sure he does write some shit down. I don't know what the fuck he does with it afterwards, though.
he uses it for another track.
He tried to, but I told him no.
Man, this fucking Lancaster shit is fucking bomb.
What the fuck is that?
It's a soft caramel. It's like that fucking Wither stuff, like Witherford caramel or butterscotch shit. But, they've got a different company. So much better than fucking Weathers. Or Weathers. Buy some fucking what's this stuff for fucking like eight for like $3.
What?
I said the Weathers fucking two caramels and get like $1.
Okay.
I'm gonna order this.
God damn it, go to the fucking store.
Let's see.
Goddamn people ordering everything online. They could just go to the fucking store.
Not good.
Who goes to the store anymore?
Nobody.
Except for when you're shopping for music you'll never find in the store, so there's no need to go to the store.
Or a fucking wrestling action figure that you're looking for and tired of seeing John Cena everywhere.
Man, all you see is certain people in stores, yes.
Look at this. Werther's caramel apple filled candies.
Wow, thanks for clearing that up.
Oh, because I've never seen that one before. Man, someone actually made a fucking necklace out of the candy.
Yeah, that's a waste of time. Then somebody ate it.
Probably did. But they're fucking selling it up on fucking Etsy.
The fuck out of here.
For $6.
Yeah, let me buy a candy necklace.
that'll be melted by the time it gets to you.
Yeah, really.
Oh, never mind. You can't even eat it. It's made of fucking polymer clay and resin and metal.
So it's not made out of the candies.
No.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Either way.
Man, yo, you know what I miss? Those fucking edible wax lips they used to have. Unless you don't remember those.
Nope.
You know, like the fucking, like the edible fucking like wax soda bottles that he used to have.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I miss that shit, man. I'm gonna go find it in the candy store at the mall.
Man, they still sell those footsie candies.
Yeah, but I want the fucking wax shit, man. That shit was bomb. I just fucking drinking it. I just fucking ate it.
You would do something like that.
Well, yeah, man. Come on. I mean, they got liquid inside them, but fuck that. I'll just fucking eat it. Here we go. We got the fucking wax sticks as well. Or it's tubes.
Why don't you just buy some wax?
Yeah, but the wax wouldn't be edible. It needs to be edible wax.
We'll buy some edible wax.
Or I can buy a edible wax bottle for £2. For $8.95.
That doesn't make any sense, what you just said. I could buy edible wax for £2.
Nah, man. Edible wax bottles, £2, approximately 110 pieces.
That ain't what you just said, but okay.
For $20.
Well, have fun with that.
I think $20 ain't worth. I ain't good at math. I used to fail at math.
Yeah, I feel you on that, my brother.
Damn straight, my nigga.
Do I gotta be racist?
Why not?
Man, I think it's funny in his Haunted House 2 movie, fucking, they said something, you're like George Lopez. Or something like that, and he's like, I know, huh?
Man, I completely lost interest in that fucking show, by the way.
What show?
George Lopez's new show.
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because... What's his face? Machete doesn't belong.
Man, that show's still funny. It's not as good as George Lopez, but it's still a funny show.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Like, Machete does not belong.
None of them people in that show kind of belong.
Well, except for fucking George Lopez.
Yeah, just him and his bitchy mom, like always, you know, so that works out all the time.
Yeah, him and his aunt.
His aunt?
Yeah, man, the chick that played his mom in this show played his aunt in George Lopez on his father's side? Yeah, man. Yeah, like. Do you remember that episode where George and you know Benny were at that fucking big ass fucking warehouse, and then fucking Benny took off because he saw that woman that you know George's aunt.
Yeah, and he found out his dad wasn't dead.
Yeah, that aunt is his mom in the show. Oh, in the new show. Don't know what they're thinking. I mean, they made her.
Now we know how she got the role, though.
Yeah. But Danny Trevejo just needs.
They should have brought Benny back, though.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Man, is she even still alive?
I don't fucking know.
Let's find out. Filmography. I saw movies.
It's funny, in that movie they make fun of the Kardashians, too.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Talking about Bruce, he looks like a monster.
Yep, she's still alive. She's just really, really old.
Just really, really old.
And she's 64 years old.
That's not that old.
I see Carmen. Carmen is, damn, she's
28. Damn.
She'll be 29 in October.
Jeez.
Now let's check out Veronica. The ancestor of George Lopez. Damn, she's only 35.
Then that's it.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. But, like, it's just funny how fucking Max kept trying to get in her pants.
Quit hitting on family, man. It's just lazy.
but yeah, he still kept trying every single time.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's your cousin.
Like how his sister and his mom made out with Angie's dad.
That's just even creepier.
Yeah, they're all full of love on that show.
Yeah, that's your father-in-law. Fucking the hell. You got Max fucking trying to get in the pants of his cousin. And you got Benny and the sister of George, I forget what the hell her name was, trying to get with fucking Vic, who's the father-in-law. That just screams fucking straight-up incest right there.
Shit, man. Vic got to get with Stacy Keebler, so fuck it.
Yeah, lucky bastard. I'm gonna say, man, that's just weird that, you know, they kept trying to get with fucking family.
Yeah, I guess that's Mexicans for you.
Yeah. And here we always thought that the fucking rednecks were more fucking for incest.
Man, they are.
Yeah, at least, and now we know where they get the idea. From George Lopez.
Man, I'm sure.
Let's see. Man, I didn't even know fucking Benny had a fucking mother until like one episode.
Who was her mother?
Someone named Rita Moreno. She played, let's see, once I get past all the fucking shit that don't matter. She played Louisa Diaz, George's grandmother.
I don't ever remember that.
And like I said, I didn't even think that she had a mother. I just wondered if Benny was just fucking born from the pits of hell. Yeah, but I guess fucking Jerry Springer doesn't have much to do with it because, you know, he got put into that show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's look up Carmen's former best friend, Piper.
Piper.
Yeah, she looks good, too. She's only 33.
I think, oh my god.
Oh my god, small titties, but fuck it. See what other shit that she's a part of. Ah, the OC. I don't miss that show whatsoever.
The OC? The fuck?
Yeah, Orange County. That fucking show that used to be on with fucking Misha Barton.
Nope, never watched it.
It used to be on Fox. It had her, Adam Brody, and some other motherfuckers, Rachel Bilson.
Yeah, that's a terrible show. I never watched. Yeah.
Man, I only watched it because of fucking Rachel Bilson.
Yeah, I don't do shows like that.
She looked good, but then, yeah. Then she lost it.
Then she lost it.
Oh, I mean, shit. She married a fucking Sith Lord. So what do you expect?
A Sith Lord?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man, she married fucking Darth Vader.
The Force is strong with this one. Speaking of Star Wars, did you hear that Monoxide is getting high with Chewbacca?
Why the fuck is he getting high on my ex?
That's what he said in that Wasted song.
Man, I must have missed that entire part.
Like, the whole couple of first lines was him talking about Star Wars.
I guess that makes better sense than fucking DJ Paul and Pussy.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to listen to that again. But all he did was talk about Pussy.
Yeah, why? We never know.
God damn it, DJ Paul. He's supposed to be talking about being wasted.
Maybe he's getting wasted off of pussy.
That's interesting.
It's very possible.
Well, some could give off toxic fumes.
Well, yeah. Man, that was one ugly bitch up on... I think the most ugliest bitch on fucking George Lopez would be the one that played that fucking old-ass hag, fucking Gina.
Yeah, the old hoe nobody wanted.
Yeah, right? Nobody wants to. I know, huh?
Well, I mean, Ernie did say, okay, let's go back to my place. And she was like, no. So, to be turned down by the girl nobody wants.
That's pretty sad. I mean, shit, man, at least they had Sandra Bullock up in that shit. Although she kept getting fucking injured.
Well, because she was blind.
Well, no, she wasn't blind.
That one episode she was fucking blind?
Yeah, but I mean, like all the other episodes, you know, she walked into fucking shit. She got her hair caught into the fucking fan.
Yeah, Accident Amy.
Yeah. Man, hard to believe that she's only 49 years old right now.
Well, yeah, she's still making movies, too.
Yeah. And she's single.
And she was in a terrible movie, Gravity.
Well, and that's a movie I will never see.
That's a movie nobody should ever see.
The thing is, funny how fucking some dumbass is actually fucking talking about fucking ordering, like, renting that movie from fucking Gravity. Like, God, no, that's a terrible idea.
It really is. Don't waste your life.
Yeah, because you'll never get those moments back. So, did you watch the new video yet from WizKids?
No. I don't watch her videos very often.
Yeah, she got bored.
She got bored. Who would have thought?
Come on, man.
And what is she talking about now?
The best sunless tanning.
Say sunless tanning?
Yes.
Hey, it's WizKids and summer is coming. It's time to get a tan. Now, when it comes to tanning, we only have a few options. We can go outside and get a tan, which can lead to lines from your clothes, it can be dangerous from the sun rays, and it takes a long time. If you go to a tanning salon, again, also dangerous to your skin, and I don't really find it hygienic to be lying where other people lie down in gel. Like, you still need to spray it off. I don't know what you're lying with, if you're doing a good job. And it can get expensive. The third option is sunless tanning. Now, with sunless tanning, you can either go to the salon and have them, you know, spray you down or go into the Mystic machine and spray you, but that can even get expensive each time. It's like 20-something bucks.
Yeah.
So,
go there and be like, make me an Oompa Loompa.
Boy, for a all-year-round glow is at-home sunless tanning. And there's a lot of stigma when it comes to using self-tanners at home. Mostly that you will be in Oompa Loompa orange. Now, a lot of the drugstore self-tanners...
Hey, man, you took my joke, bitch.
Orange. I've been to the mall, and I have been all shades of ass. Throwing so many away, and just so much waste on that. But through my trial and error, I've been able to pretty much narrow down the best self-tanners. My number one favorite at the moment is the St. Tropez... St. Tropez self-tanning mousse. Now, the benefits over any other self-tanner, in my mind, to this mousse is
it goes on. You can't talk.
It doesn't just kind of
sit there, be quiet, and take your shirt off.
It's a light, foamy mousse, and you should do your body in sections. Do one pump, rub it in. It rubs in pretty easy, and it'll dry pretty quick, too, but not...
Yeah, why don't you show us how to rub it in?
The line, it stays there.
She doesn't do that.
So I just put it on my fingers. Now, the other great thing about the St. Tropez tanner is the cost. Now, you can find it at Sephora and other department stores for expensive, but I've been able to find it on Amazon.com. This is a 16-ounce for $32, which is awesome because this will last me a couple of months. It might, depending on how often I use it. If I'm doing a lot of photo shoots, I'll usually self-tan every other day or every 3 days. If I'm not, I'll do it once a week, and it could last me literally 6 months. say, lastly, the best thing about the self-tanner over most other self-tanners is there is almost none of that telltale stinky self-tanning smell. If you've never self-tanned before, the smell happens usually not immediately when you put the lotion on, but 20 minutes to
it rubs the
later,
lotion on its skin.
But I don't even know why.
The lotion.
The reaction of when the chemical in here that creates the look of the tan, it sticks. It definitely has a smell. This does not have that smell whatsoever, which is like a godsend for me. Now, also in that price range, so you have another option of something other tanner I like, is the Sun Salt Tanning Lotion. Now, I don't like this lotion as much as I like the St. Tropez Mousse. They're at about the same price range. This one's an 8 ounce, and this one's about $16. This is in dark. Now, this mousse actually has a this lotion has a problem that it dries too fast. So when I rub it on my arms or my legs, and if I accidentally put too much on, I'll end up with some streaks in places that I can't get out until I kind of rinse it off. Now, the issue kind of corrects itself, though, because with a sunless tanner and with the mousse, what you want to do when you put it on, you want to put the lotion or the mousse on the night before.
It rubs the lotion on the skin, or
and
just
hold
it again.
Shower and you rinse all the excess off, and you're left with a very natural-looking glove. That kind of corrects the issues that the sun leaves behind. So those are my number one and number two choices for sunless tanners. Now, I haven't sold you on sunless tanners yet. I use them.
Why don't you just make a video about the types of toys you use and types of lubrication?
I'm in a tanning bed, and it wasn't like until just a few years ago where I really started caring about the risks of skin cancer, but I still don't want to be a pasty white color. There's nothing wrong with being pasty white, but
what's wrong with pasty white girls, man?
Especially I do.
Yeah. Paige is pasty white.
I started self-tanning again after a small winter.
Man, it's something about pale white girls, man.
Wait, if I changed something and then I looked good. And all I did was started tanning again.
I don't want no fucking girl that does too much tanning shit and she looks fucking black.
I just want to enhance their appearance in a very subtle way. Now, like I said before, you put any tanner on, put it on the night before, which you do before you put it on, too. You take a shower, and you want to exfoliate. I use a rose.
Yeah, show us in the shower how this works.
That's not going to happen.
Not that good. And you dry your hair first, so that way there's no dripping or anything. And I just use my hands and apply in small sections.
You say no dripping?
To the bottom of my legs and the top of my legs and the other bottom
and
the top.
Yeah, rub it in.
And so
you're rubbing it, really?
Now, the issue is that you not to get those brown or orange palms. The way I do it is I have a manicure scrub from Bath & Body Works that is just another sugar scrub. And right after I'm done tanning,
why is she scrubbing sugar into her body?
I rub it on for a good minute, and then I rinse it off.
What?
I'll probably do the same thing again the next morning, and I don't have orange palms. Also, the other suggestion I have to avoid the orange hand scenario and avoid the orange nails is to use latex gloves or whatever else is a latex glove. This will also kind of help prevent so much streaking because you can kind of see more where it is on.
We're going streaking. What?
Those are my sunless tanning tips. I hope you guys are all getting ready for summer. I don't know what the rest of the country weather is like right now, but in LA, it has been.
Oh, it's just fucking snowing.
3 days this week, and I am just, like, all pumped for summer. Last summer I wasn't because it didn't have central air, but this summer I did, so I'm all like, yay, break summer. Don't forget
to
subscribe.
Like, she just thanks summer.
Yeah.
All of these sunless tanners, like the two sunless tanners I mentioned, would be down below. Again, I highly recommend the mousse over the sun lotion. Also, don't get the St. Tropez lotion because it's not as good as the mousse, in my opinion. You guys up? And I'll see you later. Like hiccuping on the inside. Bye.
She's hiccuping on the inside. Now to watch her can dance.
Say she's ticklish on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something that I used to really, really, really enjoy, but now I hate, I loathe it. I don't like it. Dancing. I used to drink and do whatever other substances I may or may not have used to do. I used to love to dance. Like, any time there was music, whether it was actually
used to do cocaine.
Yes, she is.
Lots and lots of cocaine.
And I thought it was pretty good. I did. I thought it was good dancing. Looking back on it now, I think I danced kind of like Elaine from Seinfeld, and I just was too messed up to know it then. Now, I don't enjoy it. I don't like dancing, and I know I look silly when I do it. I mean, when I post videos, and other people post videos of me dancing, it's like,
see, that was Liz Katz on drugs. It was Liz Katz off drugs.
The most of it, it's like kind of tangerine. I really like, I can't dance to music. I got no rhythm. I dance like the stereotype of a white boy dance, except with boobs and a butt. But I just like, I find it agitating because like these are things people just like to see me like, just dance. Let me just dance. Just dance. There we go.
Yeah, man, you don't just dance, man.
How many of you? Don't dance
either. I mean, like, we also do, like, silly little
dances, but, like, to be expected to just dance, like, things. I'm not a fan of dancing anymore. Let's see. What I got. Bye.
Yeah, shake that ass.
All I got now.
Like,
there's nothing to do with it. It
feels
so awkward.
It looks awkward.
That's all I got for you. I don't know, it's kind of enjoyable here in a corner with no one else here. I can't say that. Okay, I'm cool with dancing alone in a corner. Anyone around me, or if you put music. I think it's music that messes me up. I can dance. Happy little dance. But I can't dance to music.
How does that make sense?
Rambling for the day. I know it's been a while since I've been doing regular ramblings. You guys must miss them. Maybe not. Maybe. I'm going to be rambling almost every day now. Sadly, it's impossible to do posters and other work and everything and photos while doing daily vlogs, so I'm probably going to do every other day vlogs, and I have some other funny sketch things coming up that I'm working on that I think you'll enjoy, so it won't just be vlogs and random.
I know I'm enjoying your cleavage.
Anyway, I hope you guys have all been awesome. If you're not subscribed yet, don't forget to subscribe. And if there's anything that you guys want to see, comment below or on my Facebook or
I
want to
see you in the shower, Liz Katz.
She'll probably get a big fat no for that one.
I want you to show me how to put your bronzer on. And I want you to awkwardly dance while you do so.
Like, that dance was completely awkward.
And I don't even think I've seen this one yet. Cake forks.
Yeah, I have to catch that all the time.
This year's NFL Bud Light is drafting real fans. If they're up for whatever, there's a lot.
Hey guys, it's Liz Katz, and today is Fan Friday, which is awesome. Nick Lester with him. Okay, I asked you guys yesterday.
It would be better if you went, hallelujah.
Friday, and I had a lot of responses. Most of the costumes weren't really practical to do today, but I do promise many more costumes in the next couple weeks for photos and videos. Promise. Maybe even another superhero boot camp. Maybe, yes. I got some Pokemon stuff coming. I got all the stuff I need to finish.
Come on, can't you get naked like his girl in this commercial right here?
No, apparently not.
Look, man, she came home, she got naked and got in a shower. Liz Cass, get on that.
Well, she's kind of busy looking at her lips.
That's all we got. All right, cake bars. Right there. Cake bars. Surprise about it, too. For all of you who said you wanted to see my ass, this is my ass. He's very silly. Kind of hairy, too. All right, what else do we have here?
Is this the one where she shows stupid pictures?
Yes.
Man, I think I've seen this one.
Yeah, like where people fucking said they want to see her ass, so she shows a picture of a donkey.
Yeah, man, I've seen this shit.
Yeah, I think I have too.
God damn it, Liz Katz.
Yeah, that's because you have no life. Yeah, that's just really fucking bored.
Man, I think we got more of a life than Liz Katz. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right?
These are my top tanning things. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know what the fuck she's thinking.
She doesn't know what she's thinking.
This is true. Man, I think it's funny how fucking someone posted up in Juggles 18 single. Is you fucking Eric has stole your picture of SpongeBob that says, nobody cares.
Hey, that's my picture.
Oh, man.
I use that picture on a stupid pose all the time. But I've been waiting for the moment to post my Smash or Pass photo that I made. But there hasn't been any.
Yeah.
When you post Smash or Pass, you risk your life.
Yes, you do. Thank you, Herschel.
Yeah, he risked his life. Now he's dead.
Well, this is going to kick us off here in about a minute.
All right, bye.
Peace.